Experts on financial services don't agree on many things, but those who aren't selling anything will say you probably don't need someone to tell you where to invest. Take Bob Bruner, Dean Emeritus at the Darden School of Business.
If you followed my advice of investing in no-load mutual funds and well-diversified strategies and then leaving the funds there for the very long run, you'll turn out fine. You don't need very sophisticated investment advice.
Dave Marotta agrees. He's a financial planner in Charlottesville, but even he doubts your need for help investing.
My heart aches for people who have to go to commission-based agents just to get their money invested, and they're saddled with high fees and hidden fees. And who makes most of the money? Well, it ends up being the financial companies that makes most of the money.
He feels so strongly about this that he's posted guidance on his website for people who want to park their money in relative safety with the promise of steady growth. He calls it the gone fishing portfolio. Of course, a financial planner could talk you off the ledge in the event of a crash or save you from investing in scams that sound too good to be true. Bob Bruner says it's a bad idea to make emotional decisions about money.
You need to fight your emotions on the downside as well as the upside.
And investing aside, planners can help clients take maximum advantage of tax laws, assist with budgeting, buying insurance, estate, education, and retirement planning. They may also offer options for dealing with debt and advise on how much money to put where. According to Virginia Tech professor Derek Clark.
When people were trying to make allocation decisions, how much of their money to put in a stock fund versus a bond fund versus a cash fund, the average investor doesn't really know how to do that.
Nor is the average investor equipped to rebalance a portfolio, taking money out of a sector that's doing well but might soon level off or fall, then investing in something that's less expensive but holds more promise. Again, Dave Marotta.
Studies suggest that kind of contrarian rebalancing boosts returns by about 1.6%.
You might think a financial planner could warn you if the market was about to drop, but Bob Bruner, the Dean Emeritus of UVA's Darden School of Business, is skeptical.
Even a stopped clock is right twice a day, and we have pundits galore today who are predicting upturns, downturns. I think we should take them all with a grain of salt.
Bruner is a student of history as well as economics. He and Sean Carr just published a book on the Panic of 1907, and he notes this country has weathered nearly 24 panics or crashes, and we will likely see more.
I tell my students, I am reasonably confident that there will be another financial crisis within their professional lifetime, let's say the next 50 years. It has to do with the structure of the banking system, the way people behave.
That's why he and his colleagues at the University of Virginia are organizing a series of talks and conferences on the crash of 2008. The circumstances were not the same, but he thinks there's value in understanding what happened then.
Mark Twain famously said, "History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes."
And in the meantime, he offers some tried and true advice. Be cautious in where you invest. Keep an emergency fund that could sustain you for 6 months or more. And don't spend money you haven't yet earned. I'm Sandy Houseman.